Most Utah treatment plants separate the water from other sewage waste, clean it, and then release it back into the rivers, often for agriculture use. But here in the Snyderville Basin, rivers make up all of their water, and when those rivers dry up, they rely on recycled sewage water.
So the water that's in the creek during the critical summer months can be made up of mostly treated wastewater.
Mike Lewers, general manager of the Reclamation District, says their three-step treatment is one of the best out there, but it doesn't catch everything.
These treatment facilities are not designed and were never designed to remove hormones and other pharmaceuticals from the wastewater.
He says some of the medication comes out naturally when you use the bathroom. Some of it comes when you flush old pills, but all of it is causing problems in our rivers. For example, a several-year study in the area showed male trout are absorbing the female hormone estrogen.
If the situation progresses, they will actually start producing ovaries within their bodies.
Now, if they can add more water to the system, things go back to normal. But if it's a bad drought year,
the entire fish population can collapse.
Hormones aren't the only problem. Lewis says they've also found drugs like Prozac in bugs, fish, and other organisms several miles downstream. So what's that impact?
We simply do not know the answer to that question.
Eric Michaels with the health department says they know there's medicine in waterways all over Utah. The problem? No one knows the exact effects.
There's no good long-term studies on how it's affecting humans and animals currently.
He says that's why they're pushing so hard to get people to stop flushing those old pills and instead leave them in drop boxes at pharmacies and police stations. Brianna Bottoli, KSL News Radio.